You're listening to The Outlet.
Hamish, we know there's a lot of plastic used on farms, and at Recycle South, you've set up a new initiative. Tell us all about it.
What we did is we investigated how farm plastics were processed within this country and overseas, and we found that for those people that actually managed to bring farm plastics in, it was just being exported what I call raw, which is dirty, overseas for another country to further process. So we had the idea to, further process it onshore, which then we would make pure plastic resin out of the plastics, and we'd export that to countries who had the infrastructure to make it back into wrap again, rather than it going to a hole in the ground or being burnt, as the case may be. So we've set up a plant at our Makariwa site just outside of Invercargill, and we're open for accepting farm plastics such as bale wrap and silage covers that have been cut into 3 metre strips. And we also have a site in Oamaru at Waitaki Resource Recovery Park in Oamaru that also take it on our behalf.
Has a lot of plastic gone to landfill from farms, do you think, up until now?
Not so much landfill, more burying on farm or burning on farm, which of course isn't really the way we want to deal with it. And in actual fact, for a charity such as ours that we work for, our 82 odd intellectually disabled people, there's a value in it for them. So if farmers could support us, we in turn will be supporting them. So we just feel that's a better solution.
We're heading into the winter season, so is it important to start getting things sorted out now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd really appreciate if people could, when they take the wrap off, they check it to make sure that there's no netting on the inside. So that's the old elastic netting. We can't process that. That's a waste item. Although these days there's actually a glad wrap layer being used, so that's okay. We'd really love them to colour sort if possible. So if you're using multiple colour bale wrap plastic on your farm, we'd appreciate the colours being separated. You don't have to do anything other than put it in a bag or keep it loose, but we'd prefer if you could get it out of the mud as quick as you can. Now, we do understand there is some mud involved, and we can cope with it, but we also don't want it being trampled around in mud if we can help it.
So once it's all recycled, Hamish, what do you do with it?
So it turns into plastic pellets, which are just pure resin. I've already sent samples overseas of the resin that we've made. Initially, when I thought we'd begin this, it would end up in things like drainage pipes or alkaline end-of-life items such as that. But it turns out the quality we've been able to produce is good enough that it can be put back into wrap again, and therefore we're getting a more circular use out of it over time. We're very proud of that, and we think it's a really good outcome for bale wrap in New Zealand.
Oh, that is great for sustainability, isn't it? What a great outcome that is.
Yeah, so the other plastics that we can do is obviously the silage covers cut up into 3 metre strips. We can do your agrochemical containers that have been triple rinsed, and that also includes your big boat bloat-aid drums, the 200 litre drums. There is a charge, 15 cents a kilo, which goes towards, it's quite expensive to process, so we'd appreciate that. We're accredited to Fonterra, so therefore your recycling goes towards your Trust to Goodness program that you have in Fonterra. So we'll need some extra details from you, like your Fonterra number, and that's just for verification purposes when they check your on-farm recycling and whatever else you do within that program that Fonterra run. So you certainly get benefit out of that. We can take it in many ways. We can take it either in bulker bags, badges, or just loose on a truck that can be tipped in.
Hey, well, Hamish, thank you so much again for all the great work you're doing there, looking after our world and looking after Southland.
Thanks for having us, and just a reminder to everyone, so it's the old Makariwa Freezing Works for those dropping it off in Southland and or getting it delivered. Scully's Transport run a service that they'll pick it up and bring it into us if you want to use them. So does Northern Southland Transport. Outside of this region, you've got Waitaki Resource Recovery Park in Oamaru, which will take it on our behalf and get it down to us.
Local news, sport, interviews and information. The Outlet.